Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, afternoon, and welcome into Grant and Danny. We'll get this mic working. Don't you worry about that. You are locked into the Fan. Logan Paulson joins us in 58 minutes at 3 o'clock. We'll be discussing the debut of C.J. Abrams. We'll get a State of the Union on the Washington Commanders as well. Daniel, how you doing today?
Very good, my friend. Had a lovely dinner last night. So my mother-in-law had all the children that are on this trip with us. So my brother and sister-in-law, my wife and I, so the fearsome foursome, we all went out to a delicious dinner at Blue Point here in Duck. Indulged, had a wonderful meal, got home, and everything was unfettered. It was just so delightful, kind of like a nice little crown jewel of our vacation. Ours was very relaxing. It sounds like you had the exact opposite experience last night. Right before the show, you dropped this on me. I had no idea you were doing this. You went and saw live sports entertainment, my friend. What did you do?
So this was a wacky evening that your boy had, I will just tell you.
Yeah.
So my plan last night was to go over to Nationals Park to see C.J. Abrams make his debut. I ended up having to watch that late last evening on my computer because I was not at Nationals Park. I got
Where
an
were
invite
you?
Right as I was leaving the station, about an hour and a half before the start of WWE Raw, to go over to Capital One Arena to go watch Raw. And when I initially got the invite, I thought, well, that would be kind of fun. I've done that in the past. The issue with that is I haven't watched wrestling in a little while. I do order the Royal Rumble every single year in the winter, and I do watch some WrestleMania generally. So I always get the WWE Network for like a short time. I watch Rumble because it's hilarious and the best, super entertaining. I have friends over, we gamble, and everyone draws names and numbers out of a hat, and then you have certain wrestlers you're rooting for. So I kind of know enough to be dangerous, if that makes sense. Like when I see most of the wrestlers, I know who they are, but then there's a lot of people, jobbers and speedos, where I'm like, who the heck is this guy? But I've been to WWE Raw a bunch, and it is a lot of fun, but I've always kind of sat upstairs or, you know, had just okay seats. So it turns out that these tickets that Chris Russell was offering your boy were ringside. Slasherini had the hookup. His buddy, the legend, had ringside seats, okay? Getting him right up close, he said, to the ring. And I didn't know how close. You know, someone tells you their front row, that could be like the first row or the third row or the eighth
row. Sure. The front row of the permanent seats, not the temporary chairs they put in. You don't know what front row means, right?
I didn't take him literally when he said front row. Because you could be in the front row of section 400 or 200 or whatever. And he said, we're going to be right up there. We got front row seats. And I thought, okay, sure you do. I'm sure they're good. Don't get me wrong. I know the legend rolls with top shelf only. But there's no way these seats are going to be what he's promising. But I thought about it and I said, I've already got the get out of jail free card where my wife told me I could go to the baseball game. Now, if she knows I'm going to wrestling, there's probably a lot less excitement about allowing me not to come home. She doesn't need to know that I'm going to wrestling. I'm just going to the baseball game, you know?
You are out of the house for a certain allotted amount of time.
Exactly.
A few hours and you are accounted for. It's not, listen, is it C.J. Abrams or is it some dude cutting a promo? Listen, you're out of the house. It's all the same.
So Russell sends me the ticket, and I have not made up my mind at this point, okay? He's like, you could see the Nats anytime. You see the Nats twice a homestand. You're always at Nats game. No one's at more Nats games than you. And I kept telling him, but it's C.J. Abrams' first game, and I really want to see him. Josiah Gray's pitching, and when JoJo throws it home, I'm there. You got to come. So he sends me the ticket, or maybe it was Lenny who sent me the ticket. And I get it, and it says, row A, seat four or whatever. And when I see that A, the juices start flowing a little bit. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I got to go check this out. When is the next time I'll ever get a chance to go sit ringside at a WWE event? And it wasn't a house show. You know what I mean? It was Raw.
Yeah,
as
I know.
War.
Yeah, sure.
I grew up watching Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and Degeneration X, and The Rock. And Raw is War every single week, more important to me as a child than Monday Night
Golden
Football,
Age. Yeah,
than Sunday Night Football, than anything else, you know? So I'm like,
now,
I owe this to my 10-year-old self. I have to go do this, even though I'm an adult and I'm still not a mark because I don't eat my boogers, as Colin Cowherd once said. I have to do this for the child version of myself in some other realm who is watching my decision right now going, please do the right thing.
Yeah, so just bowl-cutted Grant Paulson wearing hand-me-down long sleeves from his older brother, feet dangling off the couch on Letterman. That kid needs to go to Monday Night Raw.
He needs to be there. So I went, and I go over there, and I get over just in time, grab a drink at Clyde's, and then walk in. 8 o'clock start. I think I got in at 7:48 or something like that, and there was a dark match going on before they go live on TV. And immediately, I'm walking down from the concourse. Everyone's been to Wizards or Capitals games, right? So I'm main concourse. I'm walking down, and I get all the way onto the floor, basically. Floor seating, and I'm walking up toward the ring. And it's already, these are two dudes I've never seen in my life. And it's already crazy. It's loud, and they're huge, and they're jumping very high. I mean, it's just nuts. So I'm going, oh, my God, this is already well worth this trip. Just watching these two dudes I'll never see again on TV wrestle. And this isn't even the fun part to me. I like wrestling more for the soap opera and the promos and the shtick going on, not necessarily even the matches. So I get to my seat finally, and it's Russell and his buddy Legend, and they're hanging out there in the front row. And I sit next to Russell initially, only to find out. I look down to the left of us, and there's like three or four seats up against the wall where they basically that is on the walkout, the ramp. It's a short little ramp.
Yeah,
where
so
they,
when they're making their entrance, you can be one of the jabronis that's reaching out to slap hands or pat someone on the shoulder or whatever. That's you.
And we didn't have that seat. We had like 4 through 8 or something like that. And I said, is anyone over there yet? Uh-huh. And they're like, no. I was like, I'm going to go sit on the barrier and just reach over and try to high-five these guys and slap their backs and stuff. And so sure enough, I sat there for basically the entire night right on the barrier. I was the catty corner of first person closest to the ring. And also hanging over the barrier. You can't pick a better seat in this 20,000-seat arena than the one that I have for WWE Raw. So every time the music hits and those names are on the big screen that they have and the pyrotechnics are going off and all the explosions and the fire, my fat butt is hanging over like a dog out of a window, you know? And I am over up to my nipples, basically, arm out trying to high-five some of these people I've never seen before. But most of them are the superstars, Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins and these girls who are in the Royal Rumble every year, Alexa Bliss, who's gorgeous, who I love. Like, I'm just screaming their names. And if you go back, I was showing my wife all these videos today. I had to let her know that I went to Raw eventually. And I was
at a certain point, yeah.
Yeah, it did come up. And so I was, what I was screaming at these people made no sense. it's so wacky. I'm going to see if I can play one.
Right.
But I was just like, you got this. You got this. Like over and over again. What does that even mean?
What does that mean?
But
you mean the preordained outcome? Like you have your possession of it?
But what do you say to a wrestler, right? He's like coming down to the ring. Like, let me see if you can hear this. So this is them walking by me, right?
You got this. You got
what?
This.
So this guy's name is Otis. This guy, Otis. I know this dude. So I forgot his name. No, I do. I forgot his name, but he looks kind of like he's fatter than I am, luckily. But he is a bowling ball, this dude, okay? And my wife wants me to be him for Halloween. And we watched the Royal Rumble, and he was in the Royal Rumble. And she legit said to me at that time, he's got this like, there was like a hot blonde chick that came out with him. His like manager or something. And my wife is attractive. and we were going to be them. She's like, we should be Otis and whoever that girl is for Halloween. And so anyway, it was the funniest thing ever. He just wears like a Speedo and this T-shirt. And so I say to him the whole time, I couldn't think of his name, but I'm like, you got this. You got this. And then you hear this person next to me call him Otis, and it just dawns on me, oh, it's Otis. And then I start saying his name. Listen to how Otis. Immediately after someone says Otis, I'm the expert in the room. Here we go.
You got this, Otis. You got this. You got this, Otis.
Like, what does that even mean?
What does that mean?
The best part was his tag team partner. Who's his tag team partner, Darius? He's got some tag team guy who's just a jag, means nothing. Anyway, where I'm at the entire night when guys would get thrown out of the ring on the ground, they were directly in front of me. And so, like, I could reach over if I wanted to and grab them, which I chose not to do because I was kind of scared. But this one guy, their shtick is, I guess, they tell everyone to shush their heels. So I was leaning over and talking trash to this guy, and I'm like, doesn't look comfortable down there. And he looks right up at me, and he goes, shush, like that. And I panicked. Sat down in my seat and literally got silent. And someone's like, he's just kidding. He's in character.
It's part of the act, sir. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. And I stand back up, and it's too late. But I freaked out. Like, he's like, shush. And I was like, oh, my God. He's mad at me. And I, like, sit down.
Is he legitimate upset at me? You follow the rules? That's amazing.
Dude,
I have so many questions.
Yeah. I'm going to post a bunch of videos on Instagram for everyone right now. You can see my story, at Grant H. Paulson. But I will, I'll post some of my favorite pics and vids. Because, I mean, quite literally, I was 8 feet from, like, the turnbuckle. And every time there was action out of the ring, like, my girl Dewdrop fell over right in front of me. This is me yelling at Dewdrop, okay? So Dewdrop fell. If you don't know Dewdrop, she's just, like, this hilariously talented, athletic, thicker girl, I will say, okay?
Who,
like,
okay, that's
basically
Dewdrop.
She does cannonballs on people, and, like, that's her shtick. And so she fell out of the ring. And I knew Dewdrop because I had Dewdrop in the Royal Rumble before as, like, my girl to win the Royal Rumble. And so when I saw her music hit, I literally like turned around and started screaming, Dewdrop, right? So, I was 8 years old again. I was so insane all night, hopped up on Mountain Dew. But she falls out of the ring, and the people sleep on this. The bumps are real, man. I mean, I know that the wrestling is not, but like the kicks and the hits and the slaps and some of the high flying off the ropes, it's insane. So this girl falls like 8 feet down onto the ground in front of me, and she's now writhing in pain, probably 96% fake pain. But this was me trying to, like, will her back to stand up. This was Dewdrop. Here we go. Let me see what I got.
No, Dewdrop! Dewdrop, no! You got this! No.
Dewdrop, no.
The concern, no.
I mean, and this is not an act. Like, this was, in real time, I was, like, worried for Dewdrop.
Dewdrop, no.
No, and I said, you're going to be okay. I mean, what is that?
I don't know, but amazing. Amazing.
All right, you had questions. I'm gonna let you ask those questions.
No, it's quite all right. I'm enthralled. I don't even know where to start. But the first thing that comes to mind here is, you know how Russell, like, walks around, and for those who don't know him very well, like, just bless his heart. That's what, like, the southern side of my family always says to people when they don't quite understand. They go, oh, bless their hearts. Like, he's always like, well, I can't manage, and I don't know what to do, and where's my email account, and I don't have a credential. Like, it's always something. And anytime you're brought up, he's like, Mr. On the Glass, Mr. Getting Frostbite from his on his fingertips for the Capitals games. He's got such hookup. Chris Russell just doling out Daddy Warbucks row A, seat 1, 2, 3, 4 type stuff. Underrated part of this story is Mr. Ne'er-do-well is just shucking and jiving in the front row at WWE Monday Night Raw. What's that about?
So that's amazing. So apparently his good buddy has a hook, and he is in tight with people with WWE. And this is a legend, this guy. I mean, they call him the legend, Lenny the Legend. Okay. And this is something that Russell has done many times. Now, I got the sense they've never sat in the legit front row like this. Normally, they're on the floor, maybe row 3, row 4, something like that. But this is Russell's big claim to fame, his big hook that he kind of rubs in people's faces, you know, talks a little trash about. He has told me before, nanny, nanny, boo-boo kind of thing. I'm going to sit front row at WWE Raw. I think this was maybe a strategic move because a couple of times it did come up yesterday that he expects now a glass seat at some point. So this is, he's trading currency here.
Little quid pro quo, yeah.
This is his thing that he has, is the WWE tickets. And so now he's expecting, and the thing is, I don't have good tickets anywhere. I occasionally get offers to sit in good seats. Feel me on that? Like, I occasionally
I have
friends who have good seats. But he routinely, WWE's coming to D.C., Slash Arena's going to be on the floor. Like, it is clockwork. I'm just hoping for a text from a buddy with a good seat every now and then to say, hey, if you want to come, I got your back. So I will have to put Russell near the top of the list if I occasionally get an opportunity to bring a friend now, because
you got
to
do it.
I'm just telling you, this was the most fun. I can't believe how much I enjoyed it. It's almost embarrassing how much fun I had.
So the number two thing that came to mind is I've heard Russell reference Lenny the Legend. I don't know who Lenny is. I have no file. I'm sure Lenny's a wonderful dude. I thought it was one of those things where it was one of those nicknames that didn't really mean anything, just had some alliteration to it.
No.
If I was like, this is my buddy Grant the Great, like, you're fine, I like you a lot, but like, come on, let's all settle down. You know what I mean? Or this is Danny Dynamo. Like, I'm not. I'm just a dude. But like, I guess Lenny the Legend's got some juice.
No.
Again, like, he's got some pull here.
Can I tell you a quick story about Lenny the Legend?
I need it.
I'm just telling you, this guy is the truth. Everything Rainey's ever, like, told us about him, so true. And in fact, while I'm giving Russell a lot of credit as a good buddy of mine, been at my wedding, you know, longtime compadre, I'm not convinced that Lenny didn't actually extend me the invite. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, in other words, Russell was involved, but he probably was like, we shouldn't bring Grant. You know, Grant's never invited me on the glass. So I want to give Lenny his props as well, because maybe Lenny was like, you know what? We got an extra ticket. He's a fat tub of goo. Why don't we just give him something to look forward to tonight?
So Russell's taking the credit. So it's like the big salad episode on Seinfeld.
Indeed.
Where George's girlfriend hands Elaine the big salad, and she says thanks, and then the girl says, you're welcome.
And
this
I think
is
Russell deserves
big
a lot of credit. He is the intermediary here. Mm-hmm. But I do just want to give Lenny his props. So this is what you need to know about this guy, Lenny. So he has this relationship with some of the folks in wrestling based on what he does and just being this unbelievable figure. So I didn't know how true this was. I mean, I know if he's telling me something, it's gospel. But over the years, Russell was telling me, like, he knows the wrestlers and he'll get you backstage and all this stuff. So occasionally during Raw, you have commercial breaks, okay? Like TV timeouts. So there was the most sensational promos cut that I've seen in years and years and years. Fantastic. Drew McIntyre working the mic and Kevin Owens. Have you heard of either of those two guys?
No.
Okay. Well, you should have heard of both. They're both superstars. But Kevin Owens looks kind of like me or one of my brothers. He's like a portly dude with a beard, and I just love the guy, and he flies all over the place. He's always hurt because he's acrobatic and athletic. Darius, how silly is Kevin Owens? Tell Danny. KO. He'll fight you anywhere, any place, anytime. He's a big deal.
The promo he cut last night with Drew McIntyre, I mean, that whole sequence was just spectacular.
I'm going to sound like a mark for a second, and again, I need everyone to know that I don't watch wrestling other than Royal Rumble and WrestleMania, although maybe now I'll watch every Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday because I'm really excited about what happened.
Every time I go to an event, I say that same thing.
It's just so fun. But anyway, so Kevin Owens and Drew McIntyre. Danny, you remember back in the day when we would watch wrestling and the promos were incredible?
Of course.
The mic works were just super, so good.
Super gifted stars.
Owens and McIntyre going back and forth about like what the industry means to them and how they want to be the top dog. And I'm out here when I'm not even supposed to be because I love each and every one of you. I mean, it was just a great promo, right? As good as I've seen. So then they go to break right before. This is not planned, by the way, at all, Danny. These guys were not supposed to fight tonight. They just decided because Drew McIntyre showed up. He's a SmackDown guy on Raw. To challenge the locker room. Kevin Owens, he's a fight you anytime, anywhere guy. He just kind of shows up, and he's going to fight. But this was not planned. They haven't worked through the match. Like, they don't know what's going to happen.
Sure, it wasn't planned
here.
At all, yeah.
Not even a little bit. So anyway, so right before the match, now they got to go to commercial break. So, like, at each other's noses, about to fist fight, and now we go to commercial break. And they got to be separated, and they have time to kill, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does Kevin Owens do during the commercial break? What do you think?
He saunters over to talk to Lenny.
Correct. I'm dead serious. He sees Lenny, and I'm like, Lenny, do you know Kevin? And he's like, oh, yeah, great guy, one of my favorites. And I'm like, he's looking at you like he recognized you. And he's like, huh? Kevin Owens leaves the ring, because it's commercial.
Yeah.
He walks out of the ring and down the steps directly over to Lenny, gives him a big hug. What's up, bro? And Lenny goes, hey, how you doing? Now, I reach out for a hug as well. There was no hug for me.
You told him he got this?
I try to dap him up. My hand is still out there trying to dap up Kevin Owens. Still there. He was not interested in me. But Lenny next to me, what did he went? Came over. What's up, bro? Hey, what's going on? What's going on? High fives, hand pounds, the little hug, the half hug that you do as friends. And then he climbs back up onto the turnstile into the ring, and we're waiting until commercial comes back. He dapped up Kevin.
All right, first of all, that's
Kevin
incredible.
Dapped up Lenny. So that's what you need to know about Lenny Legend.
What a strange dichotomy between the character we all have all come to know and love, Mr. Pressbox Paulson, and this guy that's yelling at Doudrop that to recover from her bump. This guy that's waiting for a dap from Kevin Owens and is now just a Marky Mark in the Funky Bunch for wrestling entertainment. Amazing. I can't get over it.
The only way I can describe this is I went into that arena, a 34-year-old man with two children and a mortgage, and as soon as I got to my seat, this is not a bit, I felt 10 again. And even when we were leaving, Lenny the Legend was like, man, you were like a 9-year-old in there. That's literally what he said to me. He's like, man, you were like a 9-year-old in there. And I was like, I don't know what happened to me. It was like I came back to, you know, I got back in a character and I'm like, what just happened?
I blacked out for a second.
Exactly. It was so insane. I was thinking about texting my dad about the time he took me to wrestling. The only time my dad ever took us to wrestling, I'm sure you were the same way. I mean, we watched every single event growing up all the time. And my dad, one time, took me to WWE Raw. We sat up in the 400s, and it was just awesome. He drove us up to D.C. and bought us tickets, and he knew we cared about it. He couldn't have cared less. But he's a good dad, just doing a nice thing. And about 5 minutes in during the Attitude Era, they start chanting the most vulgar, disgusting thing at Stephanie McMahon.
Uh-huh.
And my dad looked at me with disgust in his face.
The scorn, the contempt.
And he says to me, I'll never forget it. He goes, we're not going to leave. But enjoy tonight because we're never coming back. That's what he said. And as a father, I now understand. I mean, I'll tell you via text what they were chanting.
No, I know. Yeah,
it's really, really gross and really bad. And my dad looking at his 11-year-old son, thinking, "Oh, this is what you do every Monday night." He was out. So I probably am not going to take the president or Madam President for a little while.
For at least a little while.
But if they're back in D.C., oh boy. I might have an endeavor that night. Might have to get the pass to get back out to WWE.
Unbelievable. Raw. Transformative experience for my guy.
I'm going to send you some more videos because they're just all of them are that, though. It's just me yelling at some wrestler. You got this.
You got this.
I didn't
you
know
got this.
What else to say. Unreal. All right.
Doudrop,
so,
no. So
that was last night. We got to talk CJ Abrams in a little bit as well because he also made his debut last evening. And Patrick Corbin is back in the rotation. Pitching today. Next, though, let's get out to Ashburn, talk Commanders. One preseason game in the books. What do we feel better about? What do we feel worse about? It's next right here on Grant and Danny.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I loved the vibe first and foremost. It was kind of neat. I thought our fans showed up, and you know, for a preseason game, I thought it was excellent. I really did, and I really appreciated them being there. I love the new uniforms. I really do. I think you know, some things that we're going to do with the uniforms is the different combinations that we can use, and I think the fans will really appreciate that as well. As far as the action was concerned, there was a lot of good things. I really did like the fact that we were aggressive. We tried to throw the ball vertically a couple of times. That first series, you know, Carson read the press. Tried to put the ball out there for Amari and
a little bit too far, but it was good.
I thought Rodgers had a chance to make the play. I thought we ran the ball well, and I thought the offensive line was explosive. We had five third and ones, fourth and one situations that we had great surges on and picked it up. I was really pleased with that.
It was Ron Rivera, NBC's interview. J.P. Finley and him sitting down today at the park. Last year, the Commanders were really good on N1 situations as well. So good to see that, according to Rivera, that is carrying over here through one preseason game. Want to get into things that we feel good about and bad about. Frankly, better or worse about coming out of that first preseason action. Double play at 3:45. I will tell you, Danny, I did leave one untold story from last night's experience. That was really, really funny that I think you'll enjoy that I will tell during our double play today.
It involves us. I look forward to that.
It involves us chasing down in a car one of the wrestlers after the event last night in D.C. because Lenny the Legend noticed through the window that it was this guy in a rental car, and he wasn't answering his call. So we just followed him through D.C. until we could catch up to him. And I was just petrified that he was going to beat us up.
What on earth?
Yeah, it was. I was in the back seat, just going, "What? Oh no!"
That's how you normally are, right? When Cole Holcomb doesn't respond to your text, you chase him home and drive around and try to get him to wave. You know, when C.J. Abrams doesn't respond immediately because you had him on minors and majors a couple years ago. I mean, who are you?
So we will we'll discuss that in detail coming up in the double play, as I will put a bow on my WWE Raw fun from last night. All right, feel better about, feel worse about. Preseason game one. Let's open up the phones. I want to hear from you guys on this. You've been waiting throughout the day to talk Commanders, so let's do it. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. Give me an area where you are feeling better after seeing them play the Panthers.
Ron Rivera touched on it, the offensive line. We had some flux here. Cornelius Lucas only recently allowed to come back, and cousin Chase Roullier has been banged up. You got a couple new starters there that they swapped out a couple of guards. You worry about the cohesion, worry about the push up front. I think John Matsko's a really good offensive line coach. That's the conclusion I've come to. That looked like there were no faults in the operation. Looked like communication was there. Holes were opened up for running backs. Pass pro, I thought, by and large, was pretty good. I was pretty pleased with that group, GP. It was one of those things that we, I think, took for granted that would be just fine. But seeing it out there, even with the new signal caller back there, with a couple of guys that are new, I felt pretty comfortable with the way the offensive line performed.
I'm going to go with Carson Wentz's comfort. And that's based on the fact that, remember, there were a lot of practice reports coming out saying not only that he was inaccurate, but that maybe the transition to this offense was not going as quickly as you'd like, that there was some timidness in his decision-making or progressions, and that he just was missing a lot of things. And I think both of those areas, accuracy and comfort, he looked pretty good in those regards. I don't take a lot out of the performance overall or the numbers, really. He was 10 of 13, right. I think, for 74 yards. But for the most part, when he threw a ball to an open receiver, it got there. When he needed some ball placement to help throw them into an area with some speed, he was able to do that. And I thought watching him, if you're looking at a quarterback on a binary of, is he grasping this offense? Does he feel like he gets what's going on under Scott Turner? is he starting to understand where the ball's got to go and how quickly it's got to get there? I didn't have really any major concerns. Now, my guess is the playbook was somewhat peeled back. I don't think in your first preseason game when you're playing one quarter of football against a conference rival, you're empty in the clip, right? I don't think they were on page 57 and digging into a lot of their jet action and any kind of detailed progressions down the field or vertical stuff necessarily. But I just thought in general, what they put on his plate, he handled. And coming out of a couple weeks of uncertainty, and frankly, you know, reports on his practices being very negative at times, I felt better about what I saw from him as it pertains to him being ready to go in week one.
I like that one. I felt better about Curtis Samuel. He played football and then was able to practice football. Now, I know the schedule was kind of weird where they did like a light day on Thursday and then kind of like a walkthrough day otherwise, but this is not a – he took a couple snaps, ran in – you mentioned that jet motion where he runs across the formation. He's doing the DeAndre Carter role now, I suppose. He's going to run, you know, thousands of wind sprints from hash mark to hash mark before pre-snap, but he seems like he's able to continue to play football again and have to sit out for 5 or 6 weeks. That was a nice, pleasant surprise.
I feel better about their offensive leadership because I've thought about this a lot in the last few weeks. Brandon Scherff was integral on that offensive line as just kind of your grizzled vet who'd been around for a while who ran that room. And when Antonio Gibson fumbled, Charles Leno spent a couple of minutes in his ear hole on the sideline. And he was picking him up. It was very obvious. In fact, I read his lips at one point and he said, "You're good, man. You're good." I don't know what all else he was saying to him, but Scherff is gone, and you need someone to replace him, not just from a talent standpoint where they're hoping at guard that Trey Turner and Andrew Norwell will be able to give them what Scherff and Flowers did or a good percentage of it. But other than Terry McLaurin, who's kind of a lead-by-example type more than he is a rah-rah speech giver, he's not going to overturn a table, you start to look around on that offense, and they're pretty young, and you go, okay, who are your leaders? Wentz, we've heard about his issues in the locker room. Quiet guy, not always the most relatable with his teammates. Backfield, Gibson, still pretty young. McKissick's a role player. You look at the wide receiver room, you've got McLaurin just showing people how to do it by watching me. But then you got a rookie wide receiver, too, and Samuel, who has a hard time staying healthy. Not a guy that should be leading the huddle before you run out of the tunnel. Who's that going to be? And I think the answer became very clear to me. Charles Leno, man, your left tackle, who you paid, has some respect and is a guy that isn't afraid to say what needs to be said, because when Gibson was really down on himself after that fumble, there was one player that came over and really spent some time with him. And I love seeing that it was Leno that did it.
I think I feel worse about Jeeps' third down defense. This was a major issue last year. Overall, Carolina for the game, 11 of 18. Well, inside those numbers, first team offense, first team defense, 3 of 4 on that first drive. And the only reason that I think that fourth one happened was because, remember, the second down play was a fumbled snap that cost them 4 yards. Then you had a 3rd and 14 incomplete pass, field goal settled for. But Carolina was doing whatever the hell they wanted there on that opening drive. And then, of course, you get the quick, sudden change, 1, 2, 3, bang, touchdown. And all of a sudden, you're down 10-0 before you can blink. I think they just decided over this offseason, the guys that we have will just play better. And God, I hope you're right. It's such a major risk not to really go and do very much for a group that dropped off as precipitously as they did, especially when it comes to rushing the passer and especially when it comes to the secondary. Really, I guess linebacker for that matter. All three levels, they didn't really do much this offseason, lost more than they gained, and it's hard to see this group really jumping up and being the high achievers. I think they'll need to maybe steal a game or two.
I'm going to tell you what I felt worse about after watching preseason game one. And then we're going to take your calls next. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. And just 2 minutes ago, the Commanders have released a veteran who's been around the team for many years, one of their draft picks that there were some high hopes for. We will tell you who has been waived by the team as soon as we return on Grant and Danny.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After playing in every game, mostly on special teams in 2021, and missing one game over the last 3 seasons. I guess he missed 2 games over the last 3 years. He is not going to be one of their special teams aces, will not be in the secondary. In his career, 68 tackles, just not particularly impactful. You draft a guy in the fourth round as a safety. We just saw this with Percy Butler. To end up really making it work, to make it make sense, you need to help on defense some. They transitioned him from safety to corner, and it just didn't work very well. But he was always very good on teams. I bet you he stays in the league for a long time. He'll go somewhere else. He'll be a gunner. He'll make tackles on kickoffs because he's blazingly fast. One of the fastest safeties in the National Football League for a couple years, and now as a corner, still, I would say, in one of the upper percentiles at 27 years old, just as far as speed goes, and he's physical, went to Penn State. But Troy Apke, they call him Trap. Gone, Danny. He's been released by the team today as they cut down from 90 to 85.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the things that happens if your talent level raises. Plus, he's been dealing with kind of an unspecified injury, it seems, kind of throughout camp, hadn't heard his name. Very often, it's a numbers game, certainly, when it comes to it. You got a number of people that have contributed in this league, guys that have been drafted to sort of, step up and replace. It's kind of crowded at safety. There's a number of bodies in that secondary room, and you're trying to figure out what your role is going to be. As you said, speed has never been the issue for Troy Apke. The straight-ahead, straight-line speed, the track speed is otherworldly. I mean, he's blazingly fast. It's everything else, whether it's change of direction, whether it's, aptitude and acumen in the secondary or whatever. I can think of a couple big plays. It's listed as a fumble recovery, but I feel like last year, was it an interception? Was it like a pass that somebody maybe came around? I feel like it was against the Giants where – the quarterback was hit, and I guess they called it a fumble, but the ball was in the air, and he caught it. I remember that being a fairly substantial play, but you just sort of waited for him to arrive and take the next step, and it never happened and settled into a nice role on teams. But, frankly, that's one of the things. Those are luxury items at this point. It's nice to have, but you need guys that can play down in and down out more consistently, and I think there are better options now for the team.
All right, so we're going with what we feel better and worse about from preseason game one. Danny's giving you his. For mine, I feel better about Wentz and how he's grasping this offense. I feel worse about Antonio Gibson's development over the offseason. There were two things he worked on. One of them, you got to give him a plus for because he got into great shape by all accounts and he lost some weight and it seems like he's ready to try to improve at the running back position. But the other thing was you got to hang on to the football. And supposedly he worked really hard at that and it took two carries to fumble again. So just his standing in the running back depth chart, I'd say I feel worse about. Next hour, by the way, in 10 minutes at 3 o'clock, Logan Paulson breaks down the game this weekend against the Panthers with us. And then at 3:25, we'll discuss C.J. Abrams' debut last night, Patrick Corbin getting back into the Nats rotation this evening. Let's go to Rory in Winchester, who's been waiting on G&D. What's up, Rory?
Hey, Rory.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it.
I love the show. I would say I feel a lot better about the tight ends just in general. I mean, Armani looked awesome. Hodges looked good. Obviously Hodges needed to make that route a little deeper, but he looked good. And I can't believe we have basically four starting caliber tight ends on the team, which is crazy. And I feel worse about the cornerbacks. That's funny.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate you. Sounds like
Samus Reyes today is now the odd man out, where he's either going to be placed with some injury settlement on reserve where maybe he could go elsewhere or perhaps could stay in the organization and be out for the year. But with the two young guys they had who we referenced playing, Hodges and Rodgers, you didn't see John Bates, who's their second/third guy. You didn't see Turner,
Cole
who
Turner.
They just drafted, who's their second/third guy. You're not going to see Logan Thomas this preseason. They're built pretty well at that spot. Let's go to Mike in Manassas on Grant and Danny. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Mike?
I actually feel better about our running back situation because I think we got a steal in Robinson. He looks and runs like a real running back, not a converted wide receiver. I feel worse about our linebackers. If you notice during the game, at the snap of the ball, the linebackers would basically stand still and wait for the play. The reserves, on the other hand, when the ball snapped, they were heading towards the line, and if it was a run play, they were trying to fill gaps. If it was a pass, they took one step and then dropped back in coverage. And when the running back would come through the hole, Holcomb on a couple times went to go hit him, and he'd be driven back a yard and a half, 2 yards. You know, he did well when the running back turned towards the sidelines left and right. He stopped them. But, you know, you can't have middle linebackers giving up yards after contact. That's just my view.
Appreciate you, dude. I think it's such a vulnerable spot, Jeeps. And they're basically going, we're going to roll with sub packages pretty much every down as it is. And we're going with these two guys. I didn't see much of Jamin Davis. He was, you know, sort of invisible. Now, granted, it's only a couple drives, and I think Cole Holcomb was fine and solid. But to his point about the reserves, David Mayo just looks like a comfortable NFL player. He's not dynamic at all. He should probably be a special teamer at this point, but led the team in tackles and, you know, was just kind of solid with the second unit there.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Let's talk to Logan Paulson next. He was on the sideline, Commanders TV broadcast. We've got all kinds of observations, I'm sure, that he made that we could pass along to you. And I want to get his thoughts on some of what he liked and didn't like from preseason game one as the fellas get ready for the Chiefs now, the dress rehearsal. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.